Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back with our friends at URI here. Lee, come on over and talk a little bit, and we're going to talk to Lee. But Megan Wood, and you're going to have to tell me your name. I forgot already. You're a student teacher this year.
Yes, my name is Colleen Schaefer.
And how's it, student teaching with Ms. Wood?
I've loved it. I knew that I wanted to come learn from her. I actually observed her a few times before I decided that this is where I wanted to be, and I love the way that she taught her students. She teaches it in a practical way that applies to them outside the classroom, and even through observing her as a college student, I was still learning stuff. So,
what made you want to become an ag teacher?
Well, I will be a third-generation ag teacher, so it's all I've really known. My grandfather taught at Graves County. My dad has taught at Lyon County, and he's now at Western Hills. So I've grown up in the ag world alongside a lot of ag teachers. I purposely tried to find something else and go out on my own and not do ag, and I just kept coming back. So
I think it's great, and you have a passion for the students, I'm sure.
Yes, I love teaching the students.
Are they giving you a hard time this year?
Yeah, but it's a learning process for both of us. I mean, it's not easy having a student teacher as a student. I mean, you're learning the student teacher is learning you, so it's a learning process for both of us.
Yeah, I know Noah Peake, who's now in Trigg County, but he was here, graduated from here. He said, it's kind of different when I walked in the classroom and realized that I'm alone now. They're all mine. Kind of a different feeling there.
Yeah, it can be challenging, but I've enjoyed learning.
What do you like teaching? What's your favorite subject to teach?
Coming in, I really thought it was going to be floral design because I like floral design. Not that I don't like teaching that class. There's just a lot of prep behind it. My favorite class probably right now is either animal science or small animal. I'm able to do a lot of hands-on activities and projects with them that I think both the kids and I enjoy.
I think that's so nice. Love that. And, you know, what you guys are teaching students today is amazing because I went through agriculture, graduated from Christian County High School in 1986. What you guys are teaching is so different than what we learned back when I was in school.
Yeah.
Very practical today. A lot of practical, because you wouldn't know because you weren't around back then, but very practical. And really, you guys encourage students to take what they're learning and put it to use.
Yeah, when I'm planning my lessons, I really try to look at, like, how is this going to apply to them? How are they going to be able to use it outside of the classroom? Because that's really what ag is. You're not only learning stuff, but you're learning stuff that's used in everyday life.
We're going to come hang out with you guys tomorrow. Can't wait to be there and see the students and see you guys in action. And always fun to be with you.
Yeah, we're excited. Thank you.
And Ms. Wood, Megan Wood, tell us a little bit about you and obviously student teacher here. I know you are honored to have a student teacher who wants to follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, so I think Ms. Schaefer here is either my 16th or 17th really student teacher. I had one last fall, and obviously she's with us this spring. However, each of them are different, and I can't compare them from year to year. Like, that would be very unfair to them. But I've been teaching for 14 years. I graduated from Caldwell County. Now I get to teach at Caldwell County. And it's really a blessing to be able to be in a community that really supports our students.
Last year we were with you guys. You were putting pots together in the greenhouse and all kinds of neat things. You got big plans for us to come hang out with you tomorrow?
Well, you're coming around lunch, and that's going to be my greenhouse class again. And then Mr. Jennings is in the shop as well. We're not planning on feeding you. Okay. I think if you come around Friday, we're going to be grilling some hamburgers. Ooh. But we don't know what all we'll be doing. I think Ms. Schaefer is teaching a pesticide herbicide lesson tomorrow in her greenhouse class. So we might get to sneak in there and see a little bit of that. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I think it's amazing what you guys are teaching students. And the students today, really very practical, hands-on stuff for them too.
Yeah, so we make sure to teach skills. There's a soil mixer in our greenhouse that is going to allow them to be able to mechanize the potting process, but also learn about the speed in which the conveyor goes and the speed and rate that the auger is pushing out any of the soil. So that's just a different aspect of greenhouse that I didn't get to learn about whenever I was in school. You know, the kids get to choose what they're going to grow and when they're going to grow it and what type of pot they're going to put it in. And now they're learning about fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides and IPMs and things that are extremely important to them and things that they can take after they graduate, even if they're going to have a garden in their backyard. They can still have those things. I mean, even if they're going to go pick out some tomatoes at the grocery store, they need to know the difference between organic or inorganic, or just some of these labels that we throw on some of these products. They need to know, is there a difference, and do I really want that product?
I think it's great. Can't wait to be with you guys tomorrow. Had a great time with you last year. Look forward to celebrating FFA week with you.
It'll be a lot of fun.
You guys, is tomorrow dressed like your teacher day? Is that right?
It is. It's dressed like your ag teacher day. I'm not sure if I give the students much to dress like, just because I feel like I dress normal, but they can try. So you'll have to see it whenever you come.
Yeah, I may just see this, right?
Yeah. We also have an event tonight at the high school in the library. We've got a FFA Green Hand a Degree ceremony that's happening, where we're going to honor our students that are receiving their Green Hand and their Chapter FFA degrees. It's going to happen at 6 o'clock. We will also be pinning our officers, committee chairman, and their committee chairs.
I think very important. So, you know, having support of folks like URI, Trice Hughes, and other businesses around town, what does that mean to the FFA chapter?
Well, it means a lot. There's a lot of groups, like tonight's pins are actually sponsored by Farmers Bank. Whenever we are taking students on trips or the students get a new T-shirt, a lot of those things are sponsored by our members of our community, like groups like URI, that want to come out and support our students, but maybe they're not there to help volunteer. Today, immediately after school, we have got 8 to 10 of our community volunteers coming in to judge speeches. That's actually going to happen at 3 o'clock. And those students that are going to do those speeches, they're going to get feedback from these adults that have come in from the community. So sometimes if an organization or a business can't donate financially, or maybe that's the only way they can donate, we can accept all kinds of help.
I think it's great, and that's a great way for community members to give back.
Absolutely, and they also get to make that connection, and maybe one day they'll be hiring that kid.
That's right. You never know. You never know what it could lead to, do you?
Absolutely. Maybe the one day they'll be taking your job when you retire, and they can work on the radio.
Love to have that. I think it'd be great. So are you going to dress like Mr. Jennings tomorrow, and maybe he dressed like you?
I'd like to see that. We'll make that suggestion when we get back.
I think we can work on that. Maybe give me an address. How about that?
Well, I don't wear dresses very often, so he can. That's fine.
We'll see. But look, we'll be hanging out with you guys tomorrow from 11 to noon. It'll be a fantastic day. Christy, you obviously great folks, great partners with you guys here.
We are really excited that Megan and Colleen were able to stop by today to join us as we celebrate them and everything that they're doing out at the high school with the FFA program. Obviously, a long line of family that have been in agriculture and in the community. Colleen saying that she's a three generation, so I know she's excited to be here with Megan. Megan's family as well has been pillars of the community for quite some time in the ag community, and we just want to thank them for taking time out of their day. We know they're quite busy, and we really do appreciate you stopping by for us today, and glad you got to meet Dip and Dot.
There you go. Got to meet Dip and Dot. You know, and what a neat opportunity. You're talking about students and the folks they work with. Lee, you can a lot of times help them get their first car.
That's right.
Car
or truck. We're just anybody that's a first-time driver, we're here for you to get you on your feet and start establishing credit, get you on the road.
I think it's so important, and just a great trusted dealership here with you, Ride, that can stand behind you. And I love the fact you guys take care of it all right here.
Yes, sir. We try to take care of everything right here in-house, and like I always say, before, during, and after the sale. That's important to us. Not every place really stands behind that saying, but we do. We think it's important, and that way it creates a relationship down the road, and hopefully their children will come and see us and family, and it'll continue the tradition. So,
I think Christy's found a new friend. What do you think?
I think so, too. Looks like Dippin' Dots has made a new friend as well.
Yeah, I think Dippin' Dots may just want to stay for a little while. I think that's perfect. Dippin' Dots could be the mascot here for URide, right?
That's right. We'll take anything we can get.
We've been having a great time with our friends here at URide. Dippin' Dot is here today as well. And then, of course, Lee and Christy and Haley and the whole crew here. We appreciate you guys. And our folks from Caldwell County FFA will be with you guys tomorrow. Can't wait to see who dresses like who tomorrow and how this whole day goes at Caldwell County FFA as well. We're on WPKY 103.3 FM.